of the Lord. You can sit down. You are just worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift. Can you lift your hands? So we lift our holy hands. There's no one like us. Sing again. Singing, blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. And you are holy. You are holy, Father.
Holy. You are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship.
One more time. You are holy.
Yes, Lord. Holy.
Yes, Lord.
Lord of lords, you are holy, holy. You are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords. I worship you.
Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands one more time and say, Father, thank you that you are my Father tonight. Thank you that you are my God. I want to bless you. I want to give you glory, to give you honor. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You can put your hands down. You see, while I'm here tonight, this that we do should be our normal life. Whether there is crisis in the world or there is no crisis, there is a pattern for Christian life to be lived that is not depending on what is going on around, particularly the area of prayer and the prayer of worship. On worship, let me explain what I mean. Daniel will go to work 3 times daily. He'll come back home and take his time to talk to God and give thanks. Then the country made a rule that nobody should pray to a god the next 30 days. That's crisis. But Daniel just came back, did what he has been doing as if nothing has happened. That's what we call genuine godliness. You know, some of you, when you came to this church, your first thought is that I'm not serious. Some of you thought, because where you have been, what you have seen been done, oh, degree. You know, you came over here, I wonder why you stayed even in the first place. Finally, you stayed. You notice that things are working. You don't seem to have crisis. Nobody's fighting themselves. If any trouble occurs, we quickly pull it off. You notice that? You know, you don't have choir against prayer, prayer against, you know, you don't have all that kind of thing going on here. You just come over here, everybody looks like an angel. You just carry on. You know why? Because we just maintain that consistent walk with God. You see, if you just do what you need to do, crisis or no crisis, you will just go on. So, what I want to show you tonight is how to take this home. You hear what I just said? How to take this home. You know, you can see in a minute, I'll keep you standing. You know, God told Moses, build me a tabernacle. And there is the most holy place where they have the ark, which makes the whole place holy. Then they have the holy place where they put some candle and some bread and where the priest will only walk. Then there is the outer part that is where they offer sacrifices. Are you listening? Are you listening? So, even when you come to church, or you come to the tabernacle of Moses, you can't even reach God in the innermost place. Only the high priest is allowed to go in there. Huh? Let me give an example. You are seated there. Sister Uchi will get up. She starts singing. Where are the songs coming from? From inside of her. Where is that inside of her connected to God? Now, what you see is you sing along. So, when you go to the tabernacle of Moses, you enter, they will offer sacrifices for you. You lift up your hands, you do this body thing. But then, the next place is for the priest alone ministering to us. Then, to enter God's presence is only the high priest once a year. You know what happened? So, one day they took the Ark of the Covenant to go and fight with the Philistine. Remember? Eli's sons, they lost the Ark. So, the old tabernacle is useless now. I hope you're listening. So they brought the ark back. You know what David did? David said, I won't take it to that place again where it's locked in and nobody can reach it except the high priest. He took it to his house. Do you hear what I just said? Do you hear what I just said? He took it home. Because if it's in that place, you just have to be there and be watching. But if you are in there, it's in your house now. You carry it home. See, real Christianity is not just shouting on one mountain somewhere. Some kind of special program, is taking it home. Praise God, somebody. See, one time, David was bringing it home, and there was trouble. Somebody tried to mishandle that and died. And David said, I don't want it home. Let it stay where it was. But he couldn't say, didn't want to let it go. So he asked his worship leader, Bola Uche, take it home. And within 3 months, Bola Uche was blessed. 3 months. You can see the blessing everywhere. David scratched his head. He said, something was wrong there. So he went to go and read the Bible to find out how to bring that thing properly home. It must not be carried on a cart. It must be carried on the shoulder of the priest. And David was one of the most blessed men. He never lost any war. In fact, today, you go to Israel, it's the Star of David on their flag. So you see, I love church. I love us like this. But take it home. The ark be your own. Are you hearing me? Let the ark be your own. That you don't do like this. Ah, church was great today. Till next Sunday. It shouldn't be that way. It should be that every day was great. And then Sunday will add to it. And Tuesday will add to it. And Friday will add to it. In fact, that will make you to long for more. Are you hearing me? Can you lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence that doesn't stay here permanently in this house, physical house, but is with us. In your presence, that's where. In your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence. Yeah.
Seeking your face.
Yeah. Okay, just stop there. Give us on the screen. Hold on with me. Psalm 63. Psalm 63 verse 1. This is David bringing the ark home. Psalm 63 verse 1. Can you give us quickly? Oh God, that he couldn't do in the temple. He could only come to the temple, offer a sacrifice and go home. But when he brought that ark home, he could walk into that tent. And it was amazing. It's a tent. He could just pull the veil. There's no structures and doors and stuff. Just walking. And I say, oh God, you are my God. Only will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. You know, that's what you need. It's God we need. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Now wait. This is what you are living today. God made it. God structured it. God ordered it. Why things are not working is because God has been left aside. But if you can bring God personally in, you get the job done for us. See, oh God, say that with me. Oh God, you are my God. Only will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. You know, that's what they go to go and get in the temple. And they don't get it. Because you have to stand outside there. But you can take it home. Your presence. Can you give us on the screen? That's where I belong.
In your presence.
Oh Lord, my God.
In your presence. That's where I'm best from. Seeking your face. Touching your grace.
In the cloud. Lift your hands and sing with us.
In your presence, that's where I belong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God. In your presence,
oh Lord,
that's where I'm strong.
Seeking your face,
seeking your face,
touching
your grace,
in the presence,
in the cleft of the rock, and in your presence, oh Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, when you go to the temple, there's protocol, there's order, there's animal you have to offer. The priest will do their job. But you don't need that at home. Your house is the least of all protocol. If you have protocol at home, your children dress up 3-piece suits every morning and say, Daddy, sign papers. I don't think it's a home. Precious, am I correct? That doesn't happen in your house with your mommy. What is the beauty of taking God home? Let me show you. Verse 4, Psalm 37. This is it. I take God home. This is what makes it beautiful. This is what makes Christianity so life-changing. You know, in church, we do all those things. We run your errand. We do that over there. We fix that over there. Jerry, fix that one. Get over there. And we do that. And you all get blessed. We sing. But at home, we don't do Jerry. We don't do microphone. So what do? Look at the screen. Delight yourself also in the Lord. And he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. So when I take God home, what happens? It's not protocol. It's not setting up. It's delighting myself in the Lord. It's getting happy with the Lord. It's just putting him in his place. And then, like, mommy, you know, daddy. Have you ever seen children screaming when their daddy and mommy come back from work? Daddy, mommy! It's school like this. They run. It's delighting. Even when sometimes you beat Johnny, Johnny will do like this. After you beat, you put Johnny against you, come and take toffee, right? Mommy still do that for you? No, you don't beat you anymore. You're grown up now. We use what to rebuke. See, there are two things, delight and desire. So when you start taking God home, what happens that you start getting happier more than ever before? You start, nothing touches your joy. Nothing, petrol has gone up. Didn't happen. Was it this morning? I wanted to get some cement to do some church something somewhere. You know, we have some church fence somewhere. And I gave them money 2 days ago. They said, it's gone up in price. I said, so what? Just buy the one that money can cover. I'm not going to let anything steal my joy. Pastor, why do you have to keep your joy? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You can't afford to be unhappy. And the whole world system will make life difficult for you, deny you the contract, set you up for your house. Can you imagine? We got home on Wednesday. We left home on Wednesday. In the afternoon, we got back home in our toilet. And one pipe burst and filled all the toilet with water. You're not going to take my joy. my wife was with me, so we clean up. If my wife was not with me, if I'm the only one, I just sleep like that, whether I dry. But you are married. You know, you won't let anything take your joy. Tinubonomics, whatever. I refuse to read more about who's going to win America. Whether it's Trump, you will vote in me. Number two, usually my preferred candidate will lose. So I won't set myself up for sadness now. Are you hearing me? I won't set myself up for sadness. I just put that aside. Praise God. Delight yourself also in the Lord. It won't fail you. It won't disappoint you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. That's what God wants from you more than anything else. So the crisis apart, the Lord is with you. Amen, somebody. You take him home. You turn to him. And he said, "Yes, I'll give you what?" Isn't that what you are after? The desires of your heart. The money paid, the favor restored, something happened to you. I don't know about you. For me, Christianity is that God is moving in my life. What about you? I just don't want to be crying somewhere and making noise and then do all those religious rituals. I want to see God move. I want to see God take care of things in my life. Honestly, if that doesn't happen, you won't see me next Sunday. At least I'll go somewhere where I can have some happiness, some beer parlor somewhere, knowing I'm going to hell anyway. Huh? So why come here? Why? I'm just going to look up to God. Amen, somebody. Delight yourself in the Lord. And what? It's I'll give you the desires. How many of you have desires here? You have things you want God to do, to turn around, make things happen in your life. I do. So delight yourself in the Lord, and it shall give you the desires of your heart. So David took the ark home and he just rejoiced and just magnified God. Pastor, I've not seen my promotion yet. So I've not seen it too. So what do? We just delight ourselves in the Lord. Meanwhile, why should I get so sad, depressed, because I've not seen the promotion? So that when the thing land, when the thing finally land, I don't have enough joy to receive it. I say, Pastor, they will send me out of my house tomorrow. You better delight in the Lord, and so you have strength to pack your load out tomorrow. And God will be able to give you where to move to. Because if you're just sad, you don't get anything. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and say, Father, I delight in your ways. I delight in your plans for my life. You are all I have. You're all I got. Help me know. You're all I want. Yes, Lord. Not just the temple. More than anything else, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's your I need you more and more, Lord. Yeah. Help me, Lord. Love you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, my soul.
It's all my King.
It's all my King.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
What
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The world want to confuse us, but Father, they can't achieve that because you are our light. We bless you tonight. We can't see tomorrow. We can only see tomorrow in your light. And you said we should not worry about tomorrow. That you are the greater I am. You never change. Thank you. Just lift your hands and just wave them to the Lord. Lord, just wave my hands to the King on the throne today. I celebrate your goodness. I celebrate your mercy. I celebrate your compassionate power. You know all my ways. You know all I have. You know I need you more than anything else. Just help me to know that more and more and more and more every day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We lift up our face in defiance to the world around us, knowing that our Father is with us. We look at the Goliaths around us, different levels of life, economy, emotional, everything. We say, you are more than enough, our Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Almighty. You can have your seat. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Let's add some more to this before we go. You know, in the temple, God's deal with preaching and singing and serving. But in the house, he doesn't do that. In the house, it deals with the warp and woof of our life, our emotional, our financial, our international relational issues, our academic, our career, because that's where we are. We're not church. In church, it deals with who will sing there, who will pray that. But at home, it doesn't deal with that. If it does with that, we say, let's go to church. So at home, it is with the warp and woof, our life fabric. So don't do this. This is spiritual. This is carnal. Don't do that. God is involved. God is involved. God is involved. It's not just... So prayer should be like cloud or like perfume that pervades everything. So you don't say, I want to do my prayer now. When you are at work and there's a problem, God is listening. Because that's who you are. It's not church. You see, when I have a problem in church, something happens, I pray and talk, trust God and act accordingly. But at home, we do the same thing. We act accordingly. God is with us. We have this an amazing, this is the wonder of all wonders. David had it under the tent. We have him inside of us now. Wow, you should clap your hands for that. We have him inside of us now. Somebody said, how can God stay inside of us? We are too, not that so. The tent, I can see, is more ordinary than you do. The tent is more ordinary than you do. So if God could stay in the tent, welcome here. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. So you are not just cheap. You are God's children. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? You are not just cheap. You know that when parents have children, they poo-poo, they wee-wee. You don't do like this, carry them like this, and say, ita. You don't do that. Everything is managed within the house. That times that parents will change nappy, but I'll be waiting for that very soon. You know? Huh? just change nappy and I change nappy. You know, sometimes when I see a new couple just got baby, I would say, I hope you're sleeping well. They say, oh no. Oh no. But they're not sleeping well. Why? Because that's what it is. God's not sleeping well in quotes when you are you hearing me? Sometimes when I'm down, maybe physically I'm down, my wife will just sit up and be watching me like a baby. Now, Pastor, you mean that happened to you too? I don't go to heaven and come back on Sunday or Tuesday. Sometimes I get worn out, I get tired, I get down, you know. It's just prepare food for me, she just watch, you know. I said, dear, come and sleep. No, she just sit up, sister, sit up. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. And then when something wrong with that too, everything's down, we're gonna run. That's the way it is. So what will God do? I think God's do more than that for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell him, you are really my father. Tell him, you are really my father. And you are welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome to intervene in everything. I let go of everything. Everything. In everything. In everything. In everything. In everything. My future that looks so dicey and so not so clear. In everything, I know you are there for me. I know you are there for me. Oh. Let's give him some more praise. All honor. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh. Yes, Lord. To you. Let's delight in our Father. Yes, Lord. Salute your courage. I'm clapping for you from here, Nigerians. I'm clapping for you. Some other country like Belgium and Co. What is Bosita? Tomorrow night we go to party again. And we will sing on the mountain, in the valley of Tinubu, on the land with the Dakwabiodun, and on the sea, lost at sea. The Lord is my portion. Still, they know that religion is calming us down. Praise God. But we are more than that. Wow, I've seen it over the years that the more I depend on my Father, the more He just lifts us out of this. Let's look at Psalm 25. I want to see something. Taking the presence home in you. Permit me to look for the verse. Verse 15. Psalm 25, verse 15. See that verse. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of where? Everybody look up here. If they set up net for you to capture you, spiritually, emotionally, economically, family-wise, whatever, your greatest need is your eyes to watch out for the net. Am I right? Am I right? To watch out, because you don't know where the net will catch you. But David said, I won't do that. The Lord is with me. I'll put my eyes ever toward the Lord, and my feet won't fall into the net. If I start looking at my future and wonder how will it be, I look around my business, I wonder what will turn up, and look at that over there. Look here. I will enter the net. But he said, keep your eyes ever to the Lord. Listen, I'm not a neophyte in this thing. I got born again 42 years ago. For the first 2-3 years, I was not stable. Since that time, I've been stable. I'm not perfect. But in the last 35 years, thereabouts, I have walked with the Lord. And I come to see that it's there. Oh, once in a while I've been confused. No, not once in a while, many times. Sometimes I don't know what to do. Are you just there? But I learned one thing I want to share with you before I close today. And learning how to come to him properly. Learning how to come to him. A lot of people don't know how to come to the Lord. About the boy, he gave us one testimony years ago. When I was in school, he came to preach now in the College of Medicine, CFG, those earlier days. And he said there was a grandpa who was very rich. And he has a son with a grandson. So he went to his son's house to see his grandson. And he said when he got to his grandson's house, or sorry, his son's house, the grandson came to play with him. And then when he was going, this man was very rich, stupendously rich, the grandfather. So he asked the boy, he said, boy, what can I give you? The boy just shouted, bread and butter. And the boy said, the father of the boy, I'm talking to the grandfather now, was embarrassed. So was the grandpa too, because the enormous wealth of this father asked him for plane or something. So the grandpa stepped outside, thinking that they will give me a new list, not bread and butter. So the son and the mother called, asked for that, asked for houses in Banana Island. As far as concerned, banana is to be eaten. The father came back in, the grandfather came back in again. He said, my grandson, what can I do for you? He said, bread and butter. Once again. Baba Adebo, he said to us, you are asking too small. You just said, let me tell you, some people over here, I'm sorry to say this. If you go to God and say, God, I just need money. You are asking God to make a God for you. Because you are thinking money will solve all your problems. So that won't work. It won't give another God instead of him. Owo ni koko se, owo ni koko. Owo ni koko la, askuta bani se, owo ni koko. When you talk like that with God, you say, what am I here for? I can give you more than that. I can give you long life. I can give you light of this. I can give you whatever it is you want. I'm here for you. I'm the omini, everything. Am I making some sense today? So let's reorder our priority in prayer. Let's go to Matthew 6 quickly. Bringing God home, walking with him from our innermost place. Matthew 6. As you worship him, singing, magnifying him, then start getting into the innermost part of your desire. Look at verse 6. But you, when you pray, go into your what? The old King James says your closet. And closet means inner room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Yeah, close it. You can see that. Now, I want to show you about how people pray that is giving them so much trouble. Are we here, everybody? Is somebody there who can type? Is Pelu Media? Oh, fantastic. Now, I want us to see these three priorities in bringing God home and working with him, not from church now, but from here, from your life, from inside of you. There are three things about prayer life. Problems, number one, problems. Number one, problems. Number two, possibilities. Number three, personal growth. Personal growth. So number one, problems. Number two, possibilities. What can be done? What can happen to you? Dream bigger things with your life. And then, number three, what's it? Personal growth. You see, the church has been so much focused on problems. On problems, on problems, on problems. We even call ourselves Solution Center. That means you're bound to have problems to come here. If you don't have problems, you won't come over here. So when guys are well off, when they are bellyful, when they have some money, you don't need church now. You don't need God because I already got the solution. Am I right? Somebody here? So it's like, it's problems. My boy, you should say, so some guys who are, like, I remember Pastor Tony Bakari. He said, when people go to church, these ones we don't have. Things are difficult. This is their song. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Those guys who have gotten something from God, it shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. So that's the guy that is needy. The other guys don't need it. So problems, problems, problems. So we put that one first. Then the second one we pray for is if you have any chance to do that, possibilities. What can I do with my life? How can I take this business further? Not anything else I can do with my customers. Anything I can do with my clients. They'll be so good. What do I do with them? How do I manage? No, no. Oh, what do I do with my wife, my children? What's the future for them? How can I prepare for their future? How can I make my workplace a better place before I retire? No. We've got problems. And problems are very interesting. They come as they come. They come as they go. They come as they go. You'll always have problems. One of my teachers in management taught me something. He said, when people go to the company and they're having issues in their company, he said, the first thing they do in their board meeting is they waste their energy on the problems of the company first. You know, they have items on the paper. So they have items and they list problems first and they will discuss, and all waste their energy on that. They will now go to the next thing, possibility, let's open another branch. So he told us, he said, you know what you need to do? Problems, put it last. Put possibilities first. He said, feed the opportunities and starve your problems. Come on. Feed the opportunities, starve your problems. Then personal growth is the last one. You know, Pastor David will come and pray Ephesians prayer, Colossians prayer, my first secret. If they can't pray, gidigan say. And they can't pray, kolon uro juanu. To barota, I say ulu tutu, because abele lowa. To bonti muso, ubo. To baro juanu, gongon say, umbrella waluriye, kule kaye. You have to remove the umbrella, PDP umbrella. Yeah. See me? So, you see, let's turn this upside down. If you're going to delight in the Lord, if you're going to delight in yourself in the Lord, turn this upside down. Turn it upside down. So, can you help me do that? Follow me. Can we do that? Stop magnifying and stop exaggerating your problems. My husband didn't give me money yesterday. Small thing. The guy said he's leaving our business. Small thing. How do we get more? You know, I had to do that when this Jackpot came. How many of you know Jackpot? People left in our church. Some of my friends have gone abroad. They chat to you every day. Now they are living here. This place is getting emptier. I told myself, I won't focus on that problem. I'll focus on opportunities which were outside. Let's magnify. Let's do that. So, see, let's turn now. Number one is personal growth. So, your prayer, when you are with God, it's no longer, God, you have come, bread and butter. God, do this. No. Start putting personal growth first. Personal growth first. Because it's your capacity that will carry the things you are looking for. Are you hearing me? So start putting that. You need to go and open the prayers. Like, let's go to chapter 1, Colossians, verse 1, verse 9. Let's just read it in Message Bible. Can you give us Message Bible? Look at this. 1, verse 9. Be assured that from the first day we heard of you, this is Paul praying, first chapter of Colossians, we haven't stopped praying for you that you have all the bread and butter in Colossae, that you have all the nice problems solved there. We pray, asking God to give you wise mind and spirit attuned to his will. And so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works as you are employing people, as you are doing things, you are picking right people. You are picking right friendship. You are picking the right thing to do. You are ordering your day. You are walking wisely. Look at next verse. That we pray that you will live well for the master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard. As you learn more and more how God works, you learn how to do your work. See, this is personal growth. Now, next verse. Next verse. We pray that you will have the strength to stick it out over the long haul. You won't do the business for 3 weeks, 3 months, and you quit. You won't just get married after 2 years. You are thinking of checking out. Can I ask you a question? Have I ever gotten promotion in my tattoo all these years? It'd be nice to be a bishop. That's too small. Archbishop. What's the next one? Oh, they call me Pope. My friends call me Pope. They said I'm the only Pope that's married. I laugh at them. We just joke. It's not the title. Look. He said, to seek that over the long haul, usually the best of things are when you go further. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? All those who are in business here, and I brought you to the goal. Am I right? You know, the further you go, the better it gets. You just can't come to the first line. No, the best of life won't yield to you. See, when you dig the ground like this, when you dig the ground, on the surface of the ground, you find grass. Dig a little bit down, you find some soil. Dig further down, you find diamond. You find oil. And you need to pray for that strength to stick it out and not to give up and go down till you hit it rich. Praise God, somebody. You know what I find out about crypto? Pastor, crypto care. I find crypto in the Bible. Where is it? I'll show you. 1 Peter 3. Verse 4. This is good for Jeremiah. Crypto. Now, you like this. It's the original Greek is crypto. Can you look up? Let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, very precious. This is that word hidden. That's the word for crypto. So that is a crypto person of the heart. With the Daruba in Israel. So the real crypto is inside of you. I'm not saying you should not buy crypto. But the real crypto, the real hidden part is inside of you. And that person should be strengthened. Go back to Colossians 1. So put personal growth. Don't worry, sometimes you may not even get your prayer answered. Sometimes not getting your prayer answered to solve the problems may stop you from going further. Some problems solved early can quench your growth. I was talking, was this on Tuesday? I was talking about David and Saul and Goliath. Remember that? I said, David killed Goliath once, knocked him down, and was great. Everybody's telling him. But when it came to Saul, he had to go through the grinding wheel and struggle and for about 10 years. A king without a throne. But you know what? That's where his strength was developed. By the way, when you open the book of Psalm, you won't find Goliath there. I mean, if you find Goliath, let me know. Goliath was never in the book of Psalm written by David. What was there? Saul and his people chasing him up and down. That builds strength. And we read this verse, 2 Samuel 3 verse 1. 2 Samuel 3 verse 1. Quickly. Now, there was a long war, not a short one, not a short burst. As a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David grew stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. Do you know that? That's how Iraq beat America. America came with shock and awe. Bam, bam, bam. They waited for them to fight street by street by street by street by street by street. America packed their load and left. Are you hearing me? You hearing me? That's where it is. So begin to pray for personal growth. Are you hearing me? That you get bigger and stronger and greater within you to be able to face life and win. Praise God, somebody. Instead of just praying, my husband is not giving me enough money. Why don't you pray, Lord, help us to increase financial strength. Is that all right? Help us become stronger. Now, Pastor, why do I have to pray like that? Judges 14, 14. See, I want to help you. Why do I have to pray personal growth? This is Samson talking. Take a look quickly. Can you give us, my time is running, I'm going to close. So he said to them, out of the eater came something to eat. What is this? Out of the strong came something sweet. You want sweet testimonies? Become stronger. And stronger like this, when disappointment occurs, when things don't go your way, you still balance yourself. You still dress very well for the next opportunities. But when you break down and break up and kind of a thing like that, you won't go further. If you faint, due to adversity. Can you give me that verse? 20, is it 24 verse 10 now? Proverbs. Give us an HCSB. Can you find? Do you have HCSB? HCSB. Well, let me try and look for it. If you do nothing in a difficult time, your strength is limited. So the stronger ones start doing something now in this terrible economy. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So put personal growth first. God delights in you to come and say, God, I want to know you more. I want to grow more. I want to do better with my life. I want to touch more life. I want to help more people. Lord, can you just increase me, enlarge me, enlarge my territory? Praise God. Are you listening here? Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? All this you are praying for, money for food, money for house, money for that. If you just get stronger, you have the money, you don't have to pray about that anymore. You'll be praying for who to give it to. You hear me now? Like for instance now, when I get up every day now, I'm thinking, who am I going to bless today? That has been built over the years in my life because I come to see that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Loves a cheerful giver. So I'm becoming a giver, not just giving. I'm becoming a giver. So I'm thinking, who am I going to give to today? My day is not met until I give something to somebody today, that one day. Pastor, are you a millionaire? No. What are you? Billionaire? No. What are you? Everything here. Everything from God. So, number one, personal growth. Number two, possibilities. Can you imagine you have God in your life who has oceans and you're talking about communion cup water? Are you here? Like the grandfather coming home and saying, hey, son, grandson, what can I do for you? Bread and butter. I know some of you are saying, Pastor Erenle, Emanto Loni. I live here too. I was telling my wife, I said, Baba, go slow. During his time, we did some mighty things in our lives. Why? I refuse to focus on the problems. My wife, this morning, she was telling me, they bought oil. Mm-hmm. They bought oil. How much? 56 naira. How many weeks ago? 3 weeks ago. Today is how much? 65 naira. 65,000, not naira. 56,000. Thousands now. You know, oil, tough in jail. I'm going to fight dodo. Not do yourself. I said, I think this is what I will do. You know, said 56,000 and 65,000. I've said 9,000 has entered there. Mobile, you just shook it off. got things to do. Because if I focus on that 10,000 naira, I won't do bigger things with my life. Pastor, you are anointed. I know many anointed that are talking like that too. Are you hearing me? One day, we finished pastor's forum. One pastor stand with us. He's a doctor. He's a pastor in Ogun State. Stood over there. He said, everybody has left our church. They have traveled abroad. I don't know what to do. Me, I could have said, my own is worse than your own. They are still going to now. Even when things are difficult, because they are highly educated, our church people, they just keep on going. What should I do? I should just keep on crying. Don't do that. So tell yourself, possibilities are available. And I will catch my own in Jesus' name. You young people that are young people, start thinking possibilities. Start thinking of big things in God. Oh, my time is gone. Let's look at Isaiah 45 verse 8 in Amplified Classic. Take a look. I wish you can blow it up for me quickly. Can you blow it for me a little bit? Is it possible? I look for Lumen's dear. You blow it up. It's too small like this. Okay, let's see if they can do something with it. Maybe I want you to see it. That beautiful. Let fall in showers, you heavens. From above, let the skies rain down righteousness. And what's that? Look at it in bracket. No, you have jumped something there. Okay, next verse, next line. Let the earth open and let them sprout forth salvation. Righteousness germinate. No, you have jumped something. You're not doing Amplified Classic here. This is not Amplified Classic. You have started enlarging something else. Okay. This cannot be enlarged, right? Okay, let's look at it. Let falling showers, you heavens from above, let the sky rain down righteousness, the pure spiritual heaven-born possibilities that have their foundation where. I want you to see that word, pure spiritual heaven-born possibilities. Can we close like this on that subject? The widow had the last meal. Her problem is hunger and starvation. Last thing to eat with her son to die. And God tapped Elijah. Go down to Zarephath. I have a woman there to feed you. And then Elijah thought she must be a well-to-do woman with cash. Elijah was right. Because God only saw possibility in her, not her problems. So Elijah marched down there, got there, and he said, Madam, can I get some water? Water is available. Give it. Next thing he said, can I get some bread? The woman said, Uju ori eto. That's Yoruba version. Maybe that's Uju for another place in the body. I don't know. Uju ori eto. This is the last meal we are going to eat with my son. You know what? He said, shift your gaze from yourself and your child. Hallelujah. Tell somebody beside you, there's much more. There's much more for your life, with your life, and through your life. Can you close your eyes and say, there's much more for me, Father. There's much more for me. There's much more. There's much more. God came to Abraham at 75 and said, I have a land for you. God came to Moses at 80 and said, I got a place for you. I got a journey for you. God came to Samuel at that tender age and said, oh, I got a voice for you. I want you to carry for me. Oh, God came to Saul, the apostle, on the way to Damascus. Say, Lord, let your possibility run wild. Let your possibility run wild in me as I worship, as I delight in you. Let me not just let my problems carry my life away. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let's shift our gaze higher today. Oh, problems will occur. We will have tribulations. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This song cannot be sung well. Do something new. Not just the problems around me now. Something new, some opening up possibilities. Some we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know what God can do with our lives. But just give me something. That's possibility prayer. Possibility prayer. Let your will be done in my life. Let your kingdom manifest through me. Do something new.
Do something new in my life.
Do something new in my life.
Do something.
Something new in my life.
Something new.
Something new. Something new in my life.
Oh, sing it one more time. Do something new.
Do something new in my life.
Yes, Lord.
Something new in my life.
Something new.
Something new in my life.
One more time.
Do something new.
My life. Oh, something new in my life.
Do something,
something new in my life. Oh,
let's close this service like this. I want you to have this new awareness as we go home now. Remember, I started the service by talking about taking the ark home. Remember? They took it out of that building over here. Let's look at chapter 6, 2 Samuel. Taking it home in conclusion, what will happen? Chapter 6, 2 Samuel, verse 9. David was afraid of the Lord that day and he said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me? Let's keep on reading. So David will not move the ark of the Lord with him to the city of David, but David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom in Gittite. Now, everybody, read that verse with me, everybody. 3 months, that's 90 days. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom. Where? In all his household. Look at this verse. And now it was told, King David saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all. Why? So, please, stop expecting calamity. Stop expecting things to go wrong. I promise with you, everything you do will prosper. There'll be a setback, turn it to come back. Don't ever accept that things won't turn out well around you. That attitude is so important. Whatever you do will prosper. Whatever. He said, Obed Edom, everything, and they saw it. It was not that he was just keeping it invisible. They said, David, do you know where the ark went? Man, well, everything that belonged to him was blessed. Tell yourself, everything in my life is getting blessed. I'm getting to prosper. I'm getting to do better. That people will see and glorify my God. Tell myself, I don't only have the ark of the Lord. I have the Lord within me here. I'm the ark itself. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I said, praise God. So as we go home, as we go for that deal, as we go for that work, as we go to work, even teaching, see your teaching prospering. Whatever you do, let it prosper. At home, prosper. You plant something in a garden, prosper. Everything, it turns out, it can't fail. Oh, you fail, you work on it, it passes again. You can back off. You become like God. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, God said, test one, let's start again. So we can't fail because the ark of the Lord was with Obed-Edom. Can we get up on our feet? I'd like you to close your eyes and say, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can you just thank him? Lift your hands and say, thank you that you have chosen to be with me in this season. You have chosen to be with me. I'm not going home as if I'm just going by myself alone. You are with me. Obed-Edom prospered with your presence under the Old Testament. In worshiping, delighting myself in you, I expect to prosper. I expect things to turn up well. Just open your eyes. I just saw something. Somebody said, but this is not prosper. This is not working. Leave it in the hands of God. Work on the rest. I just had to tell you that. I don't know who you are. This is not working. God said, your life is more than this alone. Turn over here. Keep working at it. Before you finish over here, this will have responded well. Do you know yourself? Is that all right? Is that all right? Don't pack with a problem. It becomes worry. And you start having psychological problems. Leave it in the hands of God and attend to the rest that God has asked you to do. Oh, Pastor, my husband and I, we are fighting. Keep trusting God, but don't stop eating, don't stop sleeping, don't stop. After the quarrel, you're going to have hypertension that has not been brought for you. You get what I'm saying? Am I making some sense? Yes, can you lift our hands and close this service? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Tell him you are going home with me. You are with me. You are with me. Thank you. You are with me. You are with me. You are with me. You are with me. Huh. I'm not without you. I'm not without you. Without you, I can do nothing. Without you, I'm nothing. But with you, I'm ready for anything and equal to anything. Thank you. Changes that are getting to happen for the better. Because you are strengthening me. You are helping me. Glory to Jesus. Open your eyes. Jesus went to pray. Just like coming here today. The Bible said as he was praying, the countenance of his face changed. His clothes became as white that no man can wash. You know the meaning of that? When you spend time with God, God will resolve your problems more than any person can do it better in your life. When he finishes washing your clothes through prayer, nobody else can match it. I say, Father, thank you that you are working on me. You are working on my appearance. You are working on my heart. And thank you that the improvement will show on the outside. And the problems will be solved. Thank you, Father. And I tell him, I lay the problems in your hand and I'm going for the possibilities you are sending me on an errand to do. And help me to grow better, better. Help me to prioritize personal growth, knowing you, working with you, doing my possible best in life, being the better husband, better wife, better parent, better kid, better citizen, better worker, better colleague. Help me to be like that. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's share the grace together. Grace for our Lord Jesus Christ. Before we say surely goodness, let's look at Psalm 27 verse 1 to verse 4. Let's read together and be on our way home. Before we say surely, Psalm 27 from verse 1 to verse 4. Let's read together, everybody. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, that's all problems. My heart shall not fear. Though one may rise against me, and this I will become. Next verse. One thing. That I may dwell. Hallelujah. One thing. One thing. Take care of the rest. Surely, tell somebody beside you, surely, goodness and mercy. Tell them for me, thank you for coming to service. Tell them, I know Petro has gone. Thank you for coming for service. God bless you. Thank you.